not as many as today. High temperature in the upper 80s. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, those afternoon and evening storms become rather sparse. Widely scattered in nature. Highs 90 to 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? If that story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the gym. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
And welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. That was, who was that? That was Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airman.
Busy. That's what? Life for you.
Oh, hush.
So while you get to it, we're going...
Shades of Greg Budell.
Shades of Greg.
He's on his way over to Baumhauer's right now. And it's raining out there, too. But it's going to be nice in there because it'll be nice and dry. And they'll have that, you know, they got that Pepsi machine over there that he really likes. And, you know, he likes to get that, there's some kind of is it a dip or a sauce that he likes to get and take home with him?
I don't know.
There's something that he likes.
They got good wings.
Oh, they got great wings. Yeah. I've never had anything bad from there.
I haven't been there in a while.
I had one of the waitresses slap me one time, and it wasn't too bad. Just, you know.
From time to time.
Somebody just needs to slap the taste out your mouth. And I think that is pretty much the way things go around
the
world.
Start with a clean palate.
Yeah. You guys kind of chat a little bit. I got some business to take care of over here.
All right.
So y'all just kind of talk about what's going on, and we might be talking about cars and stuff tonight.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was watching the news over here. Where are they defunding police now?
I don't know. They're painting stuff.
Does it say defund the police?
I thought it said the fun police. I wasn't sure. Maybe they got the words out of order.
But
they're
painting real fast, like maybe somebody's going to come get them or something.
Yeah. Temporary paint and they're worried about the rain.
Well, I don't know. It's ridiculous out there, guys.
I need to play another song.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
Literally, I'm watching Fox News. Breaking now, right now.
Soul not for sale. Yeah.
Soul not for sale.
Who's buying your soul?
Marcellus Wallace. They had his soul in a briefcase, I think.
Is that what it
might have been for sale.
Is that what it was supposed to be?
I think that's what it was supposed to be in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. That was a crazy movie.
That was a crazy movie.
Parts of it you like, that's nasty. I don't want to see that. And then there's some of it like, you know, the end of it in the diner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do, man? You know, I'm just going to wander the world like Kung Fu.
Yeah. I love how he always put the film out of order, but it ends up being in perfect order by the time you get done with it.
That was a really good movie.
It was a pretty good show.
Yeah. You know, I finally got that truck to crank up today.
Did you?
I did. I finally did.
The 66 Chevy?
The 66 Chevy. Yep. Yeah. It's got a 327 in it. I had to completely rebuild the fuel system in this thing. It had rusted out.
Yeah.
But
all new fuel lines. Everything.
All new fuel lines, all new fuel pump, new fuel tank. So it'll be ready for the next car show.
So the fuel pump is actually in the motor. It has the...
It's a mechanical fuel pump. Yeah.
Yeah, those are hard, man.
The cam turns, and that makes the pump work. Yep. So...
And making sure you get that piston up and then get it placed in there correctly.
Just right. Man. Yeah. It's kind of a booger. It was a headache, but it made me really happy to get the thing cranked up today. It's been good. Yeah, it was pretty slow day today.
Yeah.
At Ernest Financial.
Yeah.
But
you think it was the weather?
I think it was the weather. Princess Leah is back in the saddle, and that's great. Of course, David's out of town on vacation at the beach. I'm sure we'll probably hear from him in a little bit. But if anybody wants to get in touch with us, please call us, 279-7431. You can reach us on our website, retirewithernest.com.
That's it.
We're on the Facebook. We're on the Instagram. All that good stuff. So give us a call, 279-7431.
Okay. I have got the Zoom pulled up here.
You got it pulled up?
Yes. Now, is he going to send me an invite to my... email.
I think you're supposed to send him one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I used to know about technology and stuff, and it's just getting crazy.
So, what is this stuff? I'm reading this about some of the reopenings are halted in some of these states.
What's that?
I mean, are we having another outbreak? Is it out? I haven't been keeping up with it. Is it down?
Since the Trump rally the other day, I think everybody in Arizona and the surrounding states have the COVID now.
Yeah.
This is from what they say.
From the Trump rally.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't from the protest or anything like that. No. Just from that rally.
You guys are going to have to yuck it up a little bit while I'm doing this over here. I have got my Zoom up here, but I do not have David here. I talked with him on it earlier today. We were doing in front of my house, you know.
Right.
And I do not have him in this one.
How does it work? I mean, I'm supposed to know how to do this, but I don't.
I think it's okay.
You log in, you send an invite,
and
on it.
I'm supposed to get some. I'll get some numbers or something. And I've got to
give him the numbers, and that opens your portal. Or something?
If he sends me a message, I have to. I just say, yeah, sure, we'll do that.
Right.
Or if he sends me one, but I am not seeing it right now. And
he's probably sitting at the restaurant in Angelo's.
He's probably eating dinner. Yeah, he wants to call in just to tell us what he's eating.
I bet he's just waiting for us.
Oh, I just got a text from him.
What do he say?
He says he will send an invite if you cannot.
Okay, and he's going to send it to my, what do you call it? You're going to send it to an
email.
Text or my email, okay?
I got my email open here. Yeah.
So we'll just wait till that happens.
That sounds good.
And so let's see. You guys had to rough ride it in the Jeep in bad weather today.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's fortunate we're in it because the roads are so bad and muddy right now.
And I came out like an idiot with my Skechers on, and there's a little seepage going on around my corn and my bunion. And... I've got this is, I mean, we got nothing else to talk about right now. I got this thing on the top of my foot. It's bone.
Oh, man.
And I showed it to my doctor, and he says to me, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And I mean, didn't you go to school a lot to get to wear that coat? He said he had never seen anything like that. And I talked to another doctor. He said, well, what we'll have to do, we'll have to cut that skin up and run it. We'll take this here grinder and grind it. And I'm like, okay, I think we'll just cut a slit in the shoe. That's all right.
That hurts me.
And try saying slit in the shoe real fast three times, see what happens. But
catch your finger over the dump button.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did he ask you, the whole thing, it hurts when I do this, Doc? And he said, well, just don't do that.
I did have a doctor do it. And he wasn't trying to be funny. He didn't do that. I go once a year and have the thing, the test and everything. And they, there's a blood test for that.
I didn't know that.
You know, when they get behind you, hey, don't be alarmed. Whack! And, you're jumping. But they can do a blood test.
Oh, really?
And so I always opt out for that because it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is uncomfortable.
Yes, and they say, well, from everything I see, you've been dead for about 6 months, but I'll send you a bill. We'll post date check. Okay, sure. Yeah. But
it's about how it goes.
Yeah, let's see what I got here. Okay, now that's from eBay. Open your door from eBay.
Open your door.
This is, oh, wait. No, can't do that. All right, we're still waiting.
I told him just to call in.
This is totally different.
Yeah.
From what, and I'm signed in under me.
How the wealth is this?
Oh, we've got a caller on line one.
I'm signed in.
I'm sensing with my senses that it might be David Ernest.
You think it might be?
It's Dr. Doom.
Dr.
Doom. I hate that.
I was just eating some steak and looking at the beach and living the good life. Yeah, you guys are here.
We were doing the Zoom earlier, and he took it down to the beach, and we were watching. There's people walking around, and your mom was down there. They're just having a good old time.
He's doing the surf and turf.
Go to the phone now when Dr. Doom joins us from the beach. Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, man.
Are you on? Sounds like you're on. Am I on the Zoom now?
But your phone sounds great.
Yes, your phone.
Don't smoke Zoom, kids.
Yeah.
He's on the Zoom.
I don't know what's going on with this. I signed in with mine, and it's totally different from what we had today. I don't know if I have to download something for me or what. But
I don't know. That's technology for you.
Yeah, there's somebody on the other line. They probably called him to tell me, but we'll talk with you first.
It's a Zoom troubleshooting.
Yeah. Let's live on see. The- How was you had? I'm sure you had a good day at the beach because a bad day at the beach
is still better. Than
it's still
beach
better.
A good day at work.
That's right. So
I've heard that, but at work, of course, yes. Of course. Today we're talking about motoring to retirement.
Yes, we are.
We motor around. We go to work in our cars, our vehicles. We motor around. Airplane engines have motors, they have engines on them. Ships have engines, they have motors on them. Bicycles have an engine, it's called your pedals, your feet. That's still a form of an engine.
Your peddlers.
Your peddlers. So there's all kinds of mistakes you can make while you're motoring, to retirement. And I've got 16 of them I would like to mention. And I'll make them quick because I know 16 is a big number on the radio. Yes.
But you just mentioned away, man.
Okay. Well, one of them is falling for too good to be true offers, our assumptions. Thinking that your 401k, for example, would be doubled in 10 years when you see the things that could happen.
Right.
It might be, but it might not. So there's no shortcuts. There's no get rich quick schemes out there, and there's only a few guaranteed income programs. So that's what we do offer. Okay, another one is a lot of people plan to work indefinitely. Many baby boomers like me have every intention of staying on the job beyond age 65. That's either because we want to, or we want to maximize our Social Security checks or some other thing. But this can backfire on us. Consider this, guys. 53% of workers expect to work beyond age 65 to make ends meet, according to the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. That's a mouthful. You can't count on being able to bring in a paycheck if you need it, while more than half of today's workers plan to continue working. Mm-hmm. Just one in five Americans aged 65 and over are actually employed. That's kind of low,
yeah,
you know, when you think about it. And you could be forced to fall out for all kinds of reasons. So you got to be careful about it. Another problem when you're motoring to retirement or something, you need to be watching for an obstacle. You don't want to run, you know, when you're motoring around, you don't run over anything. And the other thing is you don't want to ignore anything or not see an object. The object in the road sometimes is putting off saving for retirement. In other words, the single biggest financial regret surveyed by Americans was waiting too long to start, and then when they got started, not putting enough in. Another problem, and I run into this a lot, is claiming Social Security too early. You know, you're entitled to start taking it when you're 62, but you might want to wait if you can afford it. Statistics have shown this. Most financial planners recommend holding off at least until your full retirement age. You know, and anybody born after 1959, that's age 67, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you before between age 1955 and 1950, up to 60, they actually push you. Like I'm 66 in 2 months because I'm 65 in January. So they kind of like. Prorated in between there, you know, like it really happens. Another thing is some people want to borrow from the 401ks, you know, short of an extreme emergency. Like, okay, the COVID thing, I get it. But, like, if you came to us and you were affected by COVID, you can take money out of a 401k or a 403b or an IRA even and use it for up to 3 years. But we've got ways we can enhance your money immediately with a huge bonus, and you can take out money immediately and still have more than you had to start with, plus lock it in. And that's something if you're really needing to tap it, you need to look at, because tapping it in something dropped out the bottom of it is, you know, if you're near retirement, that's not good. You know, there's some other things in our life, and I've had this problem in my house, and that's cluttering. You know, my garage is full of stuff. My attics are full of stuff. But to declutter to the extreme, you got to be careful about what you throw out in haste. You know, sentimental values are important and all these other things, but, you know, certain professionals, including doctors, dentists, lawyers, accountants, may be required by law to retain records for years and years. And there's many other things, like maybe you had a capital gain improvement and you needed to, you know, to get your capital gains proof in your taxes, and so on and so on. So you need to keep... Be careful about what you throw out. Look at it real close. Think twice, then dump it, okay, if you want to.
Okay.
Another thing is, now Matthew, don't take this wrong. Are you there, Matthew?
We're right here. Matthew's here.
Well, Matthew, I'm don't here. Take this wrong.
He was waving.
Putting your kids first. Don't do that.
Never.
Put them last.
In your retirement. Sure, you want your children to have the best. You know, we all want our children to have the best education, best wedding, best everything. And if you can afford it, by all means, open the wallet up. But footing the bill for private tuition and lavish nuptials and expenses of your own, you know, blowing your retirement account apart can haunt you. I have people come in all the time and they say, well, you know, we made some mistakes. We signed on for them to borrow money, you know, for their education. We're on the hook for $200,000.
Wow.
I look at the 401k, it's worth $200,000. I say, what are you going to quit work? 2 or 3 years, and going, maybe you shouldn't have done that, you know? Another thing that a lot of people get into that's kind of bad, and I know a lot of folks have done this, buying into timeshares.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really... grasp how bad that can be.
The station here is actually running a commercial about a guy who can get you out of that if you have bought into
one. Yes, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be worth looking at.
And he used to sell them.
Yeah, he used to sell them, and he felt like he had to do this. He said he had to do this to keep from going to hell.
Well, he's trying to get retribution.
Redeem himself.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And at the same time, have his pocketbook. I get it. You know, so avoying the stock market, shying away from stocks when you're young because they seem too risky is another big mistake investors can make. True, the market has been up and down a lot since 1926 and crashing and all that stuff. You know, but you need to use it. Now, as you age, and this is the story I've been given a lot of, you know, as you age, you need to become more careful and maybe put it into these safe indexed annuities that use the stock market in a safe mode way. I mean, last year on one of our best annuities, we made 12%, a little over 12% return. That's not anything too shabby.
No.
Plus a 15% bonus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're at, well, 30% on that product. That's amazing. Not bad.
That is amazing.
Yeah. I know it, but totally that's really good. We can't talk about the name on the radio, but Essentially, you know, if you come talk to me, I can show it to you. It's one of my favorites. But the thing is, it's an example. Some of them didn't do that well. Some of them did better. Okay. Now, here's another big thing that I tell people over and over and over to look at. And nobody really likes looking at this because it's got very expensive. And that's ignoring long-term care insurance or how you're going to take care of long-term care. You know, you want to believe that you're going to stay healthy. You're motoring along, you know, in your retirement years. You have a good diet, plenty of exercise, regular medical checkup.
It's something
but
people,
even
yeah.
the...
They wait. They wait too long, and by the time that you know it comes time to get it, you can't afford it, or you don't qualify.
Yeah, even the hardiest retirees can fall in. I mean, you know, You know, you've seen these friends of yours, and they were doing good. Next day, they said, "What happened to them? They're gone, or they're in the hospital, or they're in the nursing home, or something." And it can happen quick. The national average of a private room in a nursing home right now is. In 2018, was over $102,000 a year. Now, how far is that going to dig in?
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And guess this. The state of Alabama is not going to help you one iota if you have over $2,000 to your name.
That's right.
I'll say it one more time.
That's right.
The state of Alabama is not going to help you one bit if you have $2,000 to your name. And get this. If you have Social Security or VA benefits, they want most all of that, too.
Right, up front.
Okay, up front. They'll take
all in a lump sum.
Well, you know, and not only not only that, David, but, you know, you could have the health but need a nursing home or some type of long-term care facility. If you have, like, dementia or Alzheimer's, you can have the health and no problems, but having the mental issues that you would need, you know, you would need that coverage and you would need that support from someone else. Those expenses
Absolutely.
Can go on for years and years and years.
I've got clients that are in that situation right now. I got one client in particular. His wife has had Alzheimer's bad. I mean, she had it for years, but for the last 5 years, she's had it bad.
Right.
And, I mean, it's costing him a lot of money.
Right.
And not just money, but, you know, other things that they have to do. It's just good to have a program. So neglecting estate planning, which goes into this also. You know, estate planning isn't just for the wealthy,
guys. That's right. That's right.
It's not just for the wealthy. Even if you have modest assets, perhaps just a car, a home, and a bank account, you want to have a valid will to specify who gets what and who will be in charge of disbursing your money.
Right.
The executor. Die without a will, and your state is subject to your state's probate laws. And, guys, that's not good in Alabama.
Yep.
You know, it's just not good. Could be tied for years in courts.
That's right.
People can fight over the stuff. Absent a will, a judge might ultimately award your assets to an unintended party. Just don't do that. Like an estranged spouse or a relative you never really liked. I mean, would you want that?
Ouch.
Get a will. Mm. Don't cost much money. You build yourself. Now, here's another one that Dave Ramsey kind of treads on really bad. Borrowing against your home incorrectly. He says you should pay it off. Okay, maybe you should over time. But there's another option for retirees sometimes, and that's reverse mortgage. A lot of people don't understand that reverse mortgages can actually help them not lose their assets to a nursing home.
Right.
You see, there's a lot of things that you can debit into the cash. Dave Ramsey don't look at all that. He don't look at it.
Well, he's looking from one perspective.
Yes, one perspective, but there's no one perspective.
No.
Each person is different. And each situation is different. So, you know, a reverse mortgage is not for everybody. But if you, for example, if you had $500,000 or $300,000 house and you started taking a reverse mortgage out of that and the interest built up over $300,000, sure, you'd use the money up, but you've been using the money.
Right.
It's been your money. Now, if you're going to leave an inheritance, maybe you don't want to do it, or maybe you want to buy life insurance to take up the slack. You know, just realize that if you get sick and you got a big house, somebody might get it. Why not let you get the goodie? You know, think about these kind of things. You know, sometimes logic is not logical.
Right.
If you know all the facts. Like, I know a lot of the facts. You think, oh, no, I want to save up and have my house paid off. You know, for who to get it? The state of Alabama?
Yep.
You know, and they don't just come in there and take it. They make you spend down. So if you got anything, they spend it down. Okay. So failing to manage your retirement time correctly is another problem. If you're on the wrong time scale on how you're saving your money, or if you didn't get into a guaranteed income or something at the right time, or didn't know what your Social Security was going to be doing at the right time or at the time that you want to retire, failing to manage your retirement time correctly can hurt you badly. And that's what we're good at. We're good at helping people manage that retirement time correctly. Now, downsizing your 401k contributions while you're still working, that's something we touched on lightly a little earlier, but just when you, as you get older, add fuel to the fire. Even if you roll over with me to a 401k into the IRA, we're locking in the value, so it won't go away. But still, add fuel to the fire. Keep the money coming in for retirement, and just, you know, don't ignore your retirement day. You know, that's the biggest thing. So, anybody got anything else to add to that, or anybody got any questions? But we do have a trivia question that we want to do with a car and get someone a pizza today. Do you guys know a trivia?
Do we know one?
What's that? I know one, but yeah. I mean, you know, do you guys know one? Well, does someone else want to call in and give us a good one? Because, you know, maybe there's some really good trivia questions that no one really thought of.
What do you have? What you got?
Okay, this is one. What is significant about a 1957 Nomad when you look at it from the back end?
It's beautiful.
Just call 272-9228.
The car in general is just awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, can y'all get a call? We'll be on the line, or I need to back off.
I think there's a way to
hold.
Put you on hold and flip over.
Yeah, we can put
line.
You on hold. Yeah. There's a way to network it in, yeah, but I'm not sure what that is.
We've got our task force.
Well, what I'll do then is I'll let someone call in and give the answer. And let me tell you, Matthew,
send him a text.
I'll send him a text of it.
What was the question again now?
When you look at a 1957 Nomad from the back end, what is the significant characteristic of the rear end of that vehicle that did not happen in 1956?
Okay.
Okay.
272-9228. Now, how do I do this? Put it on hold.
Yeah, you just press the bottom button.
That red one. Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and see what happens. Okay, he's gone.
And just like that, Dr. Doom went away.
Just like that, he's gone. You told him to push the bottom one.
I didn't mean the drop button.
You didn't mean the bottom one. You meant the bottom one. Oh, okay.
Not the one that says drop button.
Oh, like I can read the... He'll call us back.
He will.
He'll call us right back. 272-9228. And while we're waiting on that call to pour in, we're going to take a quick break and see how badly we can mangle this next half hour.
I will mangle it.
There you go. 272-9228. If you know what is so special about the back of a
1957
Nomad, call us up. We'll be back with more help and wealth in just moments here on News Talk 93.1 WACB. You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Are they insurance companies do? When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show on a rainy evening. Is it still? Anybody looked out lately?
Raining.
I mean, there's not any animals lining up out there for a weird reason.
I can check the weather.
Okay. Well, you know.
And the traffic.
Yeah. It's smoked something. I understand that Princess Leia is on the line. She had something come up. She couldn't get over here. And she was coming, but I told her, I said, if you can't make it, don't worry about it because the weather's so bad. Are you there, young lady?
Yes, I'm here.
And I don't say young lady, but like, young lady. So, is the weather still rough out there?
The weather is just a little dark outside, but no rain, no wind, where I'm at.
Okay.
That's good.
It must have blown over.
Okay, well,
it did. I think it did.
We're trying to hold it together here. We're going to have to get together with this Zoom thing, because me and David, I got it on my computer. We did it today, and then I pulled it up today and signed in under my stuff. It's a totally different thing.
You know, technology can be a little difficult sometimes.
Technology can bite you on the whatever's exposed if you're not careful. Now,
are y'all doing okay?
We're doing
y'all
pretty
sound
good.
Great.
How are you, Leah?
I'm good.
That's good.
You know, we just got over some sickness and stuff, and then life happened.
Yep.
But I miss y'all.
Miss you too.
Yeah, well, we miss you.
Well, hurry on sure. back. For sure. I don't know if you're planning on coming tomorrow night, but I think we'll all be back Monday, some of us.
Yeah, and Ansley will be at soccer tomorrow, and I will definitely be there Monday.
Oh, your little girl plays soccer?
Yeah.
I bet that's the cutest thing.
Sometimes it is, but it's not cute when she gets in trouble.
Uh-oh. Now, what would she get in trouble for?
She likes to stop what she's doing and pick the flowers, but she picks them for her coach. She's kind of a suck-up.
Oh, that's sweet.
But it's kind of sweet.
Well, what is she, three?
She's three, oh, yeah.
Bless her heart.
I know. Well, guys, I just wanted to call and say hey and that I missed y'all, and I'll see you guys Monday.
We'll be looking forward to it.
Y'all take care, Leah.
Yeah, right. Take care.
See you later. And back with us once again on the phone from the beach, it is
Dr. Doom
himself. It's David Ernest. Hey, man.
Hey, I can hear that conversation. I don't know how you did that, but
were on hold, and they've got the radio station on hold.
You can still hear it.
Yeah. Now
I can still hear it.
I have worked at some stations where they did not have it on hold.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird.
You just go away.
Yeah. I worked, and I'm not going to say who because some of the people are still alive, but I worked at a radio station. And I don't know. They must have bought into it and got a good deal. But all the thing they had on hold was somebody, you know, like at Christmas times where they play these handbells?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it was. But all it was the Beatles' Let It Be.
On handbells.
On handbells.
while you were on hold.
Ding, 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 ding. I mean, somebody asked
that's okay, me, one or two times.
Well, somebody asked me, what does it mean when the little light goes off? I said, the person killed themselves. They jumped out of the window.
It's like being waterboarded.
I'm telling you, start telling what you did with the Lindbergh baby. Mm-hmm. So, David, so you're down there. Are you working? Are you like walking up to people and say, hey, I'm an asset preservationist, and I'd like to talk to you.
No. No, I'm not doing that. People look at me and say, what do you do? Where are you from? It's because I've got a hat on, usually, and it tells them where I might be from. And, how it is. You got a football hat on.
Yeah.
And, it's a good conversation starter, but most everybody's just down here having a good time. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. One of the most beautiful days at the beach. It looks really, really good. People are staying distanced from each other mm-hmm. the best they can, and they're living the life that they want to live. When you go into the grocery stores and stuff like that, you see people with masks on and, skirting around trying to get out of the way. But out here, we're out in the wide open. I think it's pretty safe to breathe the beach air.
You got that salt air, too,
Yeah,
it's antiviral air.
I wonder if you got some of that salty water and put in one of those Navage things, would it like wash that virus out?
I don't know.
Probably would wash it out, but it probably could wash it out of the doctor.
Pickle your brain, too. Hey, we got the news on, and John Bolton is on TV, and I believe it says his mustache is filed for divorce.
Somebody going to sneak in and steal his mustache.
You guys heard about this? This is a random text. Actually, David, you sent me this morning. A Mexican-based company selling potentially dangerous hand sanitizer.
Yes.
What's that all about?
It's got like wood grain alcohol in it.
Nice.
Are people drinking
or something? What's going on?
And that can like soak into you and kill you.
Virus.
Yeah, that was on. What was it? Doggone it, Ironside one time. Yeah, and Kim Darby was in it, and she was kind of like a home health nurse, mm-hmm. and she's keeps rubbing this alcohol on his legs because people that are paralyzed have like phantom pains, right. And mm-hmm. so she's rubbing his legs with this alcohol. Well, somebody has put wood grain alcohol in there. And then the whole thing, I'm like, well, she's pouring this alcohol in her hands. Mm-hmm. Why ain't she dying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that just, of course.
Well, you can stand a little bit of it, but you don't want to be drinking it.
That's the thing. People drink that stuff.
They don't know the difference.
I worked in a little store one time, and this dude came in, and this old man, this is 40 years ago. I was just a kid. And he would buy, like, just about every bottle of
Sterno?
No, vanilla and lemon extract.
Yeah.
And
because the alcohol content.
He drank it.
Yeah.
He drank it.
Yep.
And I mean, that's hardcore. That's hardcore when you drink lemon extract. Yeah. But none of that going on down there, I bet.
No.
No, well, who knows what's going on down here with alcoholics. My dad told me when he was in the military, mm-hmm. he said they would steal your shaving lotion to drink it.
Mm.
Man.
And they didn't have no PX or nothing.
The Old Spice.
Yeah, I'm telling you now.
Yeah. So nobody got the trivia question.
Nobody even broached it.
All right. Well, I'm going to a 1957 Nomad. There's got to be somebody out there that knows. I'm going to give a big hint here. Uh-huh. 1957 Nomad was just exactly on the rear end like a 1957 Chevrolet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Nomad is a station wagon version of it. So what is characteristic of a 1957 Chevrolet when you look at it from the back end? You know that.
And, here's another one of them stupid stories. I used to watch Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of liked that show. It was a pretty cool show. And I actually, that was the car that he had out in the garage.
Right. Was it Bel Air?
It was a Nomad.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he's always going to work on it, but he never did work on it. And so I actually came up with an idea for a script. And what was going to happen is he's out there with what was the guy's name? His buddy,
The neighbor?
No, the guy that worked with him on TV.
Man, I don't remember.
I can't remember his name.
The guy with the beard.
Anyway, they were going to be out there working, and they were going to be on, like, the what do you call them, the crawlers, the things, and they're going to slide
creeper.
Up. Yeah, the creeper. Yeah. The crawler's the other thing. Yeah. But the creeper, they're going to slide under there, they're going to be working on it, and the jack stand would slip, and it didn't crush them, but it pinned them.
Right.
And the whole show would be told like in, what do you call it, like in flashback. Yeah. Remember that time we were down there? Yeah, man. And they kind of really just kind of get a bunch of stuff out.
Right.
Because, you know, he's always giving him crap. But, you know, the show went off before I could write it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
You're reminding me of something. So we can do one more real quick trivia question.
Okay.
We got two callers.
There was a
television show.
Yeah.
A television show in the 60s, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's called My Mama the What?
Uh-huh. My Mama the Prison Guard. That was a great one, man. I think Nell Carter was in that. Okay, so that's the question. And we've got people calling.
Kent.
And I'm going to see if I'm going to not hang up on you this time.
Okay.
So you just hang loose.
Oh, if you do.
No, I got it this time. It's like I asked Luke, I said, which button do I push? He said, the bottom one. I pushed the bottom one. He said, not that one, the other one. I said, the other bottom.
The one that says drop on it.
Hey, man, I've been here long enough. I should know which button to push. Don't you feel bad. Okay, hang on. I hope this.
I'm hanging.
I hope I do this one right. Okay, now, is somebody calling about the trivia question?
David's on line one.
Yeah.
On line two, there's Scott. And on line three, there's Ken.
Oh, wow, we got
Scott.
Two other guys.
Okay, let's go for Scott here on two. Hey there, Scott.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm what?
You're breaking up.
Okay.
We're losing you.
Scott, I lost you. You there?
Earth to Scott.
We lost him. And you notice that light is blue. We don't know what that is. I don't know whether to...
It's the blue lights.
Run or wind my watch. I don't
know. Yeah.
All right. Scott, if you're out there, call us back. We'll have another trivia question for you. I bet that's him calling
it
now.
It says David's still on air.
He's still on. I got him on hold.
It's on right.
Okay, so let's see. Let's go over here, and this is who?
That's Ken.
Ken.
I believe.
Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your light lit up blue, too. Did you know the answer to that question?
Yeah, the gas fill is under the taillight last.
The what now?
The gas tank fill. We put the gas in the vehicle under the taillight last.
Let's give it to
him. Yeah, let's give him that one. Yeah, because I think they had another question. What we got for you is it going to be the pizza?
Yep,
from
free pizza.
From the Crave Cafe?
Crave Cafe. Yeah.
And what we'll do is you call David at 279-7431 and leave your name, phone number, and address, and they'll send you a certificate.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, man. Where are you calling from?
65 southbound.
Oh, you're driving, huh? Southbound. So is it raining?
Clear as a bell since I left Montgomery.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Ken.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Are you there, Dr. Doom?
I'm here.
Okay. So right. we got somebody that got the first one, actually. And
I heard.
So he gave the answer.
We learned two things.
Yes, we learned two things about that car. That it had it had fins.
Yeah.
And you put
the fuel went in behind the tag.
The tag. I had a car.
Yeah, like I do remember that.
I had a car like that.
Yeah, I had one too.
I had a 69 Dodge Monaco.
Right.
Which is code name for the SS Farragut. This was the biggest car.
Right.
It was a ship. You're coming in the
starboard.
Yard. Yeah, you blow the horn. It's like, you know, children are running. It was,
Is that the one with the rich Corinthian leather?
I had rich something Corinthian. In it. I don't know. I'll tell you what.
You could
get up a game of football in the back seat. It was huge.
Yeah.
But, and then I had a Chevy. The Chevelle. The Chevette was the one you couldn't...
The Chevette was small one.
That was the skate.
Yeah.
But I had a Chevelle, and I got it from my cousin. No, I got it from my uncle, who got it from my cousin. I gave him $100 for it, and I had to go to the junkyard and get a tire and a window.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, and I drove that thing. And then when we got ready to sell it, I tuned it up. And, man, it was a hot rod. I didn't want to sell it then, but I already got another car. So.
Yeah.
But so now you guys are down there at the beach. Where'd y'all go to eat tonight?
Okay, sir. Go ahead. Beach.
Well, we didn't go anywhere. They brought it to us.
Nice.
It was a really, really good place. Seaside or something like that. Anyway, we had some shrimp and steak and new potatoes.
I knew you were having the surf and turf.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got some calls. Yeah. We got some calls on the other line. You want to hang on?
Can you say it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to push the right button this time. This looks like...
I believe you.
Emery.
I pushed it, and it didn't do anything.
No.
This is helping well.
Okay, David? Okay, he's on hold.
Yes.
What?
What's wrong with this thing?
All right, hey, push the other one. And
this one?
Let's see. No.
That one?
The line two.
Let's see if that puts him on hold.
The red buttons on the bottom are just hang up buttons.
Yeah, but that one, I pushed it. Right. He won't put him on hold.
Push the second on line two. Push that button, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we lost Dave.
Everybody hung up.
Everything blew up.
Emery, you there?
You did push the big red button.
We did. You never pushed the red one. You never pushed the red one.
Never pushed the red button.
I'm almost 60 years old, and I can't work a blame telephone. That is just crazy.
I know. They're getting complicated as we get older.
Used to. Just pick it up and turn the thing and say, Sarah, get them out, pilot. Yeah.
That's right.
Party line.
I was going to say, how about this, picking up and listening to 12 other people talk?
Yeah, I wasn't sneaky enough to do that. I'd be giggling, or they'd hear me pick up the phone or something. But, Emery, what can we do for you this evening, sir?
I understand somebody guessed my mother the car.
No, actually, nobody did.
Well, I'd be dogged.
I think if you're guessing that you would have it correct.
I'll be
all right, so let's give him a big old hand there, everybody. Yeah. And let's see, you get now we're going to give away a certificate.
Yep.
Okay, you get a 15% off your purchase there at the Crave Cafe. Now, that could work out good for you if you take everybody to eat, and you get 15% off. And if you'll call David's number, 279-7431. And leave your name and your number and your address, and they will send you a certificate.
Yep. Just make sure you leave your address, and we will get that mailed right out to you.
There you go.
Be more than happy to. But you opened the show with Hot Rod Lincoln. Remember that song?
Yeah.
You ever been up Great Brown Hill?
It's in that song, and it mentions that I've not. No. Tell me about that.
Interstate 5 is about 75 or so miles north of L.A.
Uh-huh.
And it's depends on which way you're going. It's either you fall off the end of the world or you try to crawl up the end of the world.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So it's an exciting drive, huh?
For about 5 miles, yes, sir. So if you got a Hot Rod Lincoln that passed the Hot Rod Lincoln, he was zooming.
Wow. I was going to open up with Maybelline.
That's
a good one. The Chuck Berry, I was out motivating over the hill and St. Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. And I just went
Hot
with
Hot Rod Lincoln's a good one.
Hot Rod Lincoln's a good one.
Oh, you picked the right one. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Old Emery there. I got him some goodies there. 272-9228, if you just want to call and jump in here and just say something.
Yeah, we got, about 10 minutes.
And I have talked with Terry Adams.
Oh, yeah?
And I hope I'm not telling tales out of school. Terry's been a little under the weather. He does not, it's not the big bad COVID.
Well, that's
He's just got the sniffles.
Yeah.
And he will not be in with us tomorrow night. So we'll just hunker down and move forward. We'll do some kind of, we got
enough crazy conspiracy stuff we can talk about.
We can talk about.
That's who I was just trying to call to get a hold of, to see if he'd be here.
Terry? I just got a text from him a while ago.
Did you? Okay.
Terry, you send Terry a text, and if you wait a day or two,
he'll
get
back
to you. Yeah.
Well, we hope he gets the feeling better.
Yes, we do. You know, we just pick up where we left off when you get the feeling better.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, anybody got anything exciting going on this coming weekend? I know I do.
What you got this weekend?
Remember, I'm going to go do the wedding ceremony.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Georgia. My nephew called.
Reverend Aldridge.
Yes. Well, now, let me just put this out here. I'm not a preacher. I'm not going to go on a crusade or nothing. Try to get a jet and, get me a satellite and get the message to the world. I'm just going to do this for my nephew. I think I can play it straight long enough to, maybe make a memory for him.
Right.
And, because one day, I won't be there no more.
Yeah.
I can hear the organ in the background right now. I'll
probably. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Yeah, I want stuff like that. I want a memorial service, and I want people to have fun and tell stories because Lord knows they're out there.
Well, you know what? I'll give you $5 if you'll do the James Brown from the Blues Brothers during the ceremony.
Don't be lost when the time comes. James Brown, here's some advice.
Right.
Don't ever, if you really like somebody,
right,
don't ever read their life story.
Yeah.
He had a crazy one.
Yeah. He had it rough. When he was a kid, I mean, he just pretty much was thrown away.
Yeah.
And everything James Brown ever had, he worked for.
Yeah.
And he didn't mind telling.
He owned it.
Yeah. And then, let's see, who else was it? Johnny Carson. Oh, I love Johnny Carson. Mm. Read a book about him. He was just not a nice person.
Really?
He was just a terrible person. Yeah.
Just a jerk.
Yeah. And I met Whoopi Goldberg one time, and if I'd had a stick, I would have hit her with it. She was mean. And
watch out, they might call you to be in a movie.
Yeah, they tried that.
You want to be an extra?
Yeah, extra what? And let's see, something else I was going to tell you, doggone. I hate when I forget things like that. I hate that. It was a good one, too. But I'll be doing that this weekend. Right. We're going to go over and just stay a day.
It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. But let's see, what else is going on with you guys?
I'm thinking about doing some fishing. I'm going to keep working on that truck, my girlfriend's going down to the beach with her girlfriend, so I got a weekend to kind of get some...
Let you go?
I mean, they would, but, you know...
It wouldn't work out.
I'd be the odd man.
Man. How about you guys?
I don't know. I mean, I got some research stuff to do and get ready for next week.
Yeah. But
what about you? Velvet string bean.
Yeah, velvet string bean. Get up to that mic. Come on up to the mic. Come on, and just speak, man. I want to start getting you out and doing some stuff, getting you on and doing some things.
Video games.
Yeah. I'm trying to clean my man cave up where I can get to my video game console.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just I'm finding stuff in there.
There's all that Star Wars memorabilia.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know. Here's a pistol. By golly, that guy was innocent. He went to the chair, Frank. But we'll probably be going over Friday.
Right.
And my niece wants to take me to an old bookstore. They've got like old books and movies and stuff in there.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah. And you know, there's a place down on Madison, Utter Clutter. Have you been in there? I've not been in there yet.
Yeah.
But
right down from where the old hobby shop used to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I liked her on Facebook, and I see all the stuff that she has.
I think do the prices still on that?
I don't know.
I believe they do.
I don't know. I took a picture of a thing at one of these flea markets one day, and it was a butter thing, and I turned the wrong way, and it just said, "butt." And I'm like, well, it was real nice. You know, it was like that white ceramic with the blue in it, but it said, "butt."
But
yeah, that's about all I got, boys. No, let's see what else. What else is going on? Let's see, holidays. Let's see, the 4th of July.
Coming
when is
up,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, and I have been told that the 6th, 7th, and 8th, which I think is, I don't know if that's the week after next. I think
right.
I'll be sitting in for Greg in the afternoon.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that's
awesome.
I was very honored and very tickled.
Yeah.
And
will the Spotlow experience be with you?
I hope he comes by and hangs out. And will
Rosie the cleaner?
I hope so. Oh, we would give her.
Thank God for Rosie.
What was that? He called her Rosie the cleaner. I made the remark.
Yeah.
Wag that I am. I made the remark that if I ever killed anybody, I wanted to get Rosie to come out and clean up behind me. They'd never figure it out. He was murdered by a ghost. I don't know how he got out of here. But what she does is when she gets ready to go, she gets up. And she gets these little wipes over, and she wipes this place.
Everything
she
down.
Goes CSI on this place,
she does.
And keeps us from getting germy. And when we go, we kind of
she that. Sets
we,
the standard.
Yeah, we kind of we kind of
sets the example.
To it, but we try. But she takes care of us here. She's kind of watches out for us. And let's see, we will be back tomorrow evening.
And Terry won't be here, but we'll right. do something. We right. may do. We may just do like a. I'm sure David will want to call in, but we right. may just do like a free for all kind of thing.
That
just let
good.
People call in and
good.
Talk to us and do weird things. And let's see. Friday night is a real run,
right?
And then we'll be back live on Monday evening.
Yeah.
So
in the meantime,
see.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with us,
yeah.
at Earnest Financial, please mm-hmm. give us a call 279-7431.
Yep. I'm gonna find us a song while you.
Yeah, you can visit us on the web at retirewithearnest.com.
Wait a minute, I got
one. We're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
I do have one.
You got? Oh man, you got.
I did
one.
Have one ready. We're doing kind of a car motif this evening here, and so I thought of this one. And let's see now. You know, YouTube. Sometimes they throw commercials
yeah.
in there. Let's see if there's a...
At the last
nope,
second.
There's not a commercial there. I hate it when you're watching
Man.
Something.
Don't you hate that?
And they throw it up, commercial, in 3, 2... And if you're real slick, you can click past it.
Right.
But
yep.
not usually. But this is live from a show in 1973. It is Golden Earring and Radar Love. Not to be mentioned with, you know, Radar Range Love. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
The voice in my head that drives my ear. It's my baby calling, so I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely and the longing gets too much, she sends the cable coming in from above. Don't need to fall at all. We've got a thing that's cold, the way I love. We've got a light in the sky. Radar Love.